And these are recent sections from Poetics, A Treatise Reversed. Essay 115. In visionary modalities, typesetting goes linear in a squiggly corkscrew, jostling the bits of the coast you can versify, till all the magnetic words on your fridge fly up into a kind of torus, or a splashed pastiche with wrecked amplitudes. Or, in other words, a police action against handwritten editing, blaspheming all the way through permutated space. You've got that font on your hard drive. It's a hard-driving, sonnet-mulching twilight, if I've ever heard one. Sort of an anonymous scrap of liminal discourse that crumbles into prim shadows. Even so, some recently found choruses stand off behind its damaged rep. And a spy listens to performative lockjaw spreading all over the place via dandelion. A victory ode is a victory earned. And in visionary modalities, they hear bits of her anger laughing. Algorithms used to hurry-scurry the command structure into pendulumic form. With really an enthralling blade attached, glued on using honey and whisper. Essay 116, the outline of a dead body at a crime scene is a composite narrative, discarded heavily eloquence for awkward metrics and unpleasantly eccentric rhymes. The supremacy of the anti-symbolic humor scrambles your sterility of art. Likewise, clattering down the back stairs is the secret of open form. Vice gyrates to versa as means exits to mantra. A manatee slithers is a man to a T. Publication racks public stagflation. In the dream leapt, there were different ways to play the instrument of destruction. A conjunctive particle abrades just the same as checking into a different room. The quatrains repeat and marry the go-round, elegiac and specific, refusal of opposite. Editors and translators flamenco oral chaoses. The scuttle gets a laugh. Rebuttal shrugs off your math. Essay 117. Duende is doing an end, eh? Reading the words as specific, you go from south to north without a capital. Vague or clunky is being sloppy with language, and I like that. It drags out the contest. How you take an exam together squashes the space between speakers into zero phonic pixels, the little people with lights flickering back behind my strobes trophies. Can you delete the scruffy bits without resplicing the torn antinomian genes? Gotcha! A famous minimalist transition skims over this nice flat delivery. Van and Muggs between snapshots of the historical rearguard. I can squeak Duendish anytime I want. Lurking in the background are three or even a metaphor for the lynx padding through the snow. Essay 118. Audio art says that the line's a compressed space, opening into breezeways and breeze blocks, using your breeze card and snorting lines of pollution like a beachcomber with an abacus. The Badlands are surrounded by mediocre lands. Pretty good country around there. How come they keep imagining that avant-garde is somehow the main part of the dammed up stream, a broken branch with acid rain overdue? Audio art amputates the time bombing in an out-of-town opening. A shared aesthetic rummages through the brick brackish leftovers, exit stage left over debris. If the numbers are good for a shaped stanza, how come the heroic death of the protagonist is lost on a militarized island? Essay 119. Should be speaking Greco-Arabic, as in an electronic resource drying up. It's a bit sketchy in terms of traditional scansion. It's an outflow irregularity organism. Strode along by the tide, a savage place. No, they came looking in, frame by frame. We slowly closed at the door, noticing an oddish sound. In one pausing, What they mean is a dent in the machine doesn't equal cash in the handout. Or idiot grants, now that they can manage. Poetry is the opposite of money, with a momentary mobile digital device for spanning wasted time across twilights. I try to magnify shadow broken along mind code nod. A songster knows all the variants, plunge right in, then what do I need a primary investigator? Yesterday, sound of a creak, fling this where that will be to be a near. A near is a where, scattered, published like slippery slopes. Hover not only there, but as a semi-savage place. Roiling simply is framing. Essay 120. Formulas need no further elucidation. Bad verse because he stomps. Protometric reading loops the loop back into intensifications of meaning. The human regard blankly ripped over those kinds of unity that work without pause for the ear, for the roller coaster through introvert hypnosis. Formulas need no further elucidation. If you ask where numbers go, they drain into yak-yak cacophonious linkocracies. But thanks to the death of the historical avant-garde, we can applaud here by lighting a fire under the verbs and loanwords. They come with an artificially heightened interest rate. Formulas need no further elucidation. Indices of time demand constant trochees across the bonds of verse. Even if I wreck my stanza, I still have an odyssey with lots of room for our worn-out baggage and a prelude with a souped-up romantic six-cylinder engine. A three-car garage, too, but no way to lock it. Formulas need no further elucidation. You paint over them. Essay 121. It started with industrial speech fabrication, jamming at the perimeter. Unseen forces them to chop up the scene so that deals go south in a drenching storm. The ballad is early received in our letters. The joy of love poets of antiquity goes to slipshod, revolves around the auto, the crash, the biographical self shelved, questioning a 15th stanza. Over to the ear. What sound cannot be heard as heard, the meaning of verse, by turn, a coat or a phrase, mongering nearly, and the curious incendiary of the doggerel that didn't bark in the night, elementary as a copper vehicle melting. Isochrony is based on the vague waviness felt through sonnets losing count, counting loss, framing unmeasured bars, computing clouds, and then raining down on evasive Ulysses, in an indication of drizzly verb forms. It started with industrial speech fabrication, and in the middle it slumps into an example of the four-beat octosyllabic prevarication. Carved rhythm and swing have to coexist. The performative slink is there whenever nothing seems possible, since everything is. And then, whoops.